So our overall conversion rate in the immune-compromised and the immunocompromised and the immune-stable patients was 13%. But for the patients who've got a normal immune system who are not immunosuppressed, don't have HIV, it's probably a nearer 10%. In these figures, it says 12%, but if you remember the figure of 10%, that will be fine. In the immunocompromised patient, it's double. So if you remember immunocompromised, 20%, immunostable, 10%, then that gives you a rough handle on the extent of malignant conversion in these patients. I think you have to be committed to following them up long term, and the Association of Coloproctology has just produced guidelines for AIN treatment and suggesting that these patients should be managed conservatively.